This week, the president vetoed a congressional bill that would have required EPA to withdraw their Waters of the U.S. regulation that was issued in mid-2015. Reese Langley, vice president of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more updates from Washington.
Following the presidential veto, the Senate did attempt to bring up the bill and override the veto, but failed to get the votes necessary to do so. There are likely to be other attempts through the remainder of this year leading up to the elections to try to continue to push legislation that would force EPA to withdraw the WOTUS rule. However, the most likely outcome to try to address this problematic rulemaking is through the court system, where at this time the courts have placed an injunction on EPA being able to implement this regulation in any of the 50 states.
Also on the EPA front,
next week, the House Agriculture Committee has scheduled a hearing with the EPA Administrator, Gina McCarthy, to focus on a number of the issues within agriculture that are being impacted because of the actions and regulations that EPA is pursuing.
Specific to cotton,
there are several issues that we're working with Cotton Belt members of the committee to ask them to raise with EPA, given the serious concern that we have with some of the actions that the agency is taking. Among those are things that would impact the use of neonic pesticides because of concerns generated by the environmental community about how those pesticides may impact honeybees and other pollinators. There's the continued focus on trying to get EPA to give final approval to the ability to use some of the new technologies to address herbicide-resistant weeds. Specifically here, we're talking about the new 2,4-D and dicamba technology traits. Those traits have already been approved in the new cotton varieties. Now we're waiting on final approval by EPA to use these products over the top of the new cotton varieties. And that is sorely needed by the industry to help address the herbicide-resistant weed issues and help producers control production costs.
And on the USDA front,
we are working very closely with the Farm Service Agency as they move to implement the new commodity marketing certificate provision. This provision is made possible because of language that was included in last year's omnibus appropriations bill that passed in mid-December. And so we believe that FSA is getting very close to making announcements on the use of commodity marketing certificates to be used in redeeming cotton from the marketing loan. And we hope to see something on this within the next 2 to 3 weeks out of USDA. So that will be a very welcome provision, very helpful to the industry to get that implemented as quickly as possible.
Also on the USDA front,
USDA issued their final rule on the actively engaged in farming regulation. And this was the final rule that resulted from a provision that was included in the 2014 Farm Bill, which required USDA to redefine what is meant or what is considered providing significant management to the farming operation to therefore be eligible for Farm Bill programs. The council had offered comments on the proposed rule, urging a number of changes. Unfortunately, very few of those changes were made to the final regulation, so now producers will need to evaluate this regulation, work with their attorneys, and review how their current farm plans are structured and how that fits within the new actively engaged regulations. As far as implementation timing on that, for any farm that did not have a fall planted crop in the fall of 2015, then these changes go into effect for 2016. However, if the farm had a fall planted crop in 2015, then the changes do not take effect until the 2017 crop year. And so we'd urge producers to check with their local Farm Service Agency office to see if any modifications will be required to their farm plan to remain in compliance with this new regulation.